went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 and then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Hantoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com. Or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. And I'm here with you each week to share some information I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. And when you have questions, I will ask you to go to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com and consult with any of the providers listed on the site. Each one of the providers offers you a unique opportunity to support you when your health matters. And so I want to take the time to introduce my cohort for this week's show. His name is Mark Sabin, and he's sitting here in studio with me. And welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Thanks, Doc. Great to be here with you this morning. Today, I think there's a topic that's probably on a lot of people's minds. It's a topic that seems to be in the news every day with all the programs for weight loss and fat-free diets and all this. But I wanted to talk to you today because I know that from your point of view, fat as part of a healthy diet. Can you tell us about that?
Well, yeah, it's more than just on people's minds. It's on their bellies, their hips, their thighs, their
true
buttocks. But fat is part of a healthy diet. The body requires fat in order to be healthy. And the sad part is that we've been conditioned to believe that fat is the cause of obesity, and we've been conditioned to believe that fat leads to heart disease, and we've been conditioned to believe that fat is bad for your health. But without fat, you can't make hormones. And without hormones, you can't regulate your organs. And if you can't regulate your organs, then, you're just going to be unhealthy. And
you're in deep trouble.
Absolutely. So it's not just any fat. It's really about making sure that you're getting high quality, natural, healthy fat.
Now, I mean, the brain is largely fat, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so it is important. So what are the differences between, you said healthy fat. So what's the difference between a healthy fat and an unhealthy fat?
Healthy fats are processed by the body in a natural way that help produce hormones and anti-inflammatories and the things that the body needs to maintain and regulate itself. And unhealthy fat are the man-made processed crap fats, the trans fats, the artificial fats that are missing the essential fatty acids necessary for the body. And so when you're having unhealthy fat or non-essential fat, then the body doesn't use it the way that it uses the essential healthy fats.
And what the body actually does is takes the fat that you eat or ingest, and then it actually breaks it down into elements so that it's not directly taking that fat and putting it in your body. Is that right?
Right. Your body, through normal digestion, which very few people have anymore, but normal digestion takes your fats and breaks them down to free fatty acids that then get absorbed into the bloodstream. And then it takes a ride up that long vascular highway to the liver to where they get dropped off. And then the liver considers what to do with the fat, where to ship it, break it down and make something new out of it. What does it do with it? So that's the process of fat absorption. And then the body then does what it needs with the fat, depending upon what its requirements are.
Mm-hmm. And part of what it does is it affects hormone balance. So how does it do that?
Well, fats used as hormone components that go into manufacturing hormones as along with proteins. And so fats and proteins are necessary to come together chemically in order to manufacture normal balanced, normal functioning hormones.
Now, do people gain weight because of hormone imbalances or fat intake or both?
Well, people don't gain weight by eating fat. They gain weight by eating carbohydrates, or what a colleague of mine used to call crapohydrates, because your body can't burn that sugar. And so what it does is it converts it over to triglycerides and then stores it as fat. It's just non-essential fat, which is why it gets stored. Essential fat that is processed by the body will usually get burned and burned pretty quickly. And so one of the easiest ways to help the listener lose weight is to have them eat more fat.
You know, it's interesting. You know, you think about if you ever work on a barbecue, what causes the flames to grow the quickest is when the fat melts off of meat or something like that, and it actually burns very quickly.
Yeah, because fat actually burns at 225% more than a carbohydrate or a protein does. It's got 9 calories per gram as opposed to the 4 that's in the protein or the carbohydrates. And so when the body's burning fat, it's 225% more efficient and produces 225% more energy.
Interesting. Now, can you explain to us what the hormones are?
Hormones are chemicals that the glands produce that when they're excreted by the glands, they help to regulate organ function. That's essentially what their role is. And so there's several different hormones that the body produces. And
are they alike in any way, or are they all very different?
I would like to say that they're all very different because each part of the body, each gland of the body creates different hormones that are used to help regulate other parts of the body. And so, you know, your thyroid hormones help to regulate metabolism and the thyroid and affect, you know, how the rest of the muscles function as far as their metabolism goes. You know, the adrenal glands secrete hormones related to cortisol and adrenaline and our ability to manage stress. Aldosterone, which is a hormone secreted by the adrenal glands, regulates sodium-potassium balance through the kidneys. The pancreas secretes insulin, which regulates blood sugar balance throughout the whole body. So there's a lot of different glands and the hormones that they make.
And so, I mean, it's a very complex series of things that the body has to do in order to be able to assimilate food and spread it out properly in the body.
We have no idea how complex that process is. We just know that it works or it doesn't work. And when it doesn't work, you need to get the imbalances addressed. And when it does work, then you don't ever have to think about it and you don't even feel it. It just happens.
Now, one of the things that's interesting about the glands that secrete the hormones is they are actually located in in different parts of the body. And I know, in yoga and Indian philosophy, there are chakras or energy centers that are associated with the various parts of the body. How does that correspond to what's going on with the glands? And is there a relationship there?
There's definitely a relationship. We got the pineal gland, we got the pituitary, we got the thyroid, we got the thymus, we got the pancreas, the adrenals, and then the ovaries and the testes.
So you're going from the top of the body down through the bottom. Right.
And if you reverse that, you have your base chakra, which is associated with your reproductive organs. Then you got your second chakra, which is located right above that. The third chakra is, just above the belly button. Then the heart center is right where the heart is. And then you got your throat center or your throat chakra, which is associated with the thyroid. And then you got your third eye chakra, which is associated with the pituitary gland. And then your crown chakra, which is associated with the pineal gland. And so there's these energy centers or chakras are associated with the different glands within the body. And they are very, very important.
And I know that one of the things that you do in your practice is you deal not only with the physiology of the health of the body and the energy that works in that regard, but also the energy of emotions and the energies that are associated with this. And so this relationship between the chakra centers and the glandular centers seems to me to be a very important thing that you need to consider when you balance a person's health.
Oh, absolutely. I can tell you that people who have thyroid issues, they have difficulty expressing their truth and saying how they really feel because they don't want to offend the people or they've learned from their parents. There was a whole generation of children in my parents' generation where children were to be seen and not heard. And the fascinating aspect of that is that my mom had major, major thyroid problems and had her thyroid removed when she was 19 years old.
Wow.
Way back in the 1960, I believe it was.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, this is a pretty interesting discussion. There's a lot more we need to talk about, but before we do, we need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you some more about hormones and that relationship to fat.
Absolutely, but please listen to these commercials from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Your attention, please. Do you suffer with liver concerns such as arthritis, vision problems, headaches, elevated cholesterol, inflammatory conditions, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, allergies, sugar balancing concerns, or excessive weight? All are indications the liver is overwhelmed with toxins. Call 845-561-2225 and speak to Dr. Richard Huntoon about the doctor-supervised detoxification program. This healthy cleanse will change your life and eliminate your health concerns. Call 845-561-2225 and ask about the doctor-supervised detox program. Return your health to balance this spring. That's 561-2225. The doctor-supervised detoxification program, your solution to your liver concerns.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And today we're talking about fat and hormones and the need for fat. And you have more questions, Mark.
Yeah, well, we talked a little bit in the first segment about, how hormones are manufactured by the use of fat. But I'd like to turn a little bit and see if we can talk more specifically about what hormones do.
They help to regulate, like I said earlier, they help to regulate how the organs function. The different hormones help to regulate different body functions. So, for instance, thyroid-stimulating hormone that's produced by your pituitary actually helps to stimulate the thyroid and get the thyroid to produce what it does, which is your different thyroid hormones to help make the thyroid do its job to regulate metabolism and regulate body temperature and those kinds of things. And so the different hormones, depending upon which ones we're talking about, since there's hundreds of them, have very specific functions related to how the organs function themselves.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of feelings can also be attributed to how hormones work in our bodies, like being tired and hungry and afraid. afraid and excited and turned on. And all those things are at least in part governed by hormones, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And so our energy is hormone related, and the sense of hunger is hormone related. And you know, all of those things are hormone related. So anybody who's, you know, a young teenager going through puberty is a raging ball of hormones because their hormone system has been activated. And all of us adults can appreciate how that felt then and how empowering it was and how euphoric it made all of us feel.
Yeah. Now, you know, one of the things that there's a lot of talk about is this human growth hormone. And is that what athletes are using to improve their performances?
They're actually using it as far as recovery goes. So recovery from injuries, the human growth hormone helps with tissue repair faster. I suppose you can use it like a steroid to increase the ability to perform, jump higher, throw further, run faster, those sorts of things. And that's a very fine line to walk through in sports. But, you know, a lot of the players out there, I don't know that they're all thinking, well, I want to use this in order to improve my performance. A lot of them are actually using it in order to recover faster.
That's interesting. Now, other hormone therapies deal with different kinds of health-related issues. Are there certain dangers that are associated with using these kind of hormone therapies?
Well, yeah. When you're giving your body extra hormones than what it normally produces, then you're changing the way that the body functions. And so in sports, you know, there's a lot of testosterone replacement therapy for guys that burn their situation out. And so now they don't produce enough testosterone, and everybody's every male over the age of 30 is suffering from low T. And it's just a lot of, you know, there's a lot of conjecture going on related to is it something that we should be helping them with? Is it something we shouldn't be helping them with? Do they get a letter from their doctor saying it's a medical use, not a performance use? And so there's a big wide gray line there.
Yeah, and then a lot of people are having trouble conceiving children. So there's on the one side, there's the hormones related to the male producing sperm for procreation, and also the females are tending to have issues. These are all hormone related and maybe related to different things like diet and pollution and things of that nature.
It's all related to diet and pollution. With the amount of plastics that are used in society and the consumption of the derivatives associated with plastics and your dioxins and those sorts of things, that definitely interferes with our hormone production. And then the crappy quality of our food interferes with our ability to manufacture hormones. And so, yeah, a hormone imbalance is a nutritional deficiency problem, basically.
Interesting. Now, cortisol is called the stress hormone. What does that do?
It helps to stimulate the body in an effort to respond to stress. It helps the body, you know, utilize sugar, and it's secreted when the body's under stress. The cortical portion of the adrenal gland secretes cortisol in a reaction to stress, and it helps us store more fat within the body for emergencies and creates a lot of belly fat within people.
Mm-hmm. Is hydrocortisone a synthetic version of cortisol?
They would like us to think that it is. It's a synthetic version of cortisol, and it's used to help stop the inflammatory response and help to deal with the stress response within the body artificially.
Now, does that cortisol have a role in stomach ulcers and heartburn?
I'm sure at some point there's some correlation there. I mean, the complexity of a hormone and what different parts of the body that it affects, we don't fully understand. I just know that we should get the body to produce its own instead of outsourcing it to an artificial form, because once you use artificial, then your body's never going to be the same, because then it ultimately shuts down its own ability to produce it. Why? Because it's getting it from an outside source.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've also heard that cortisone injections, which people sometimes use for joint problems, can actually damage your bones.
Yeah, they actually cause demineralization of the bones. So you talk to your orthopedist, somebody who's going to administer a cortisone injection, they're going to do a maximum of 3, because after that, now you're really screwing with you know, the calcium in the area related to the bones, and will lead to other problems. And so my thought is if they are limiting it to 3, it's probably not good to even have 1. But hey, if we have a Super Bowl to play or a World Series to play, or we got to perform in the Game 7 of the NBA Finals, or shooting for a Stanley Cup, who cares? Get the person in there. They're the star. Juice dose them up with whatever medication is going to allow them to be a participant, and we'll deal with the consequences of that later, which unfortunately may be dire consequences.
Yeah, and they last much longer. I mean, you have a different sense of short-term gains but long-term consequences.
Right.
Now, what about burnout and sleep deprivation? Do those affect the cortisol, natural occurring cortisol?
Well, if your adrenal glands are still functional, then it's going to increase the cortisol production. But if your adrenal glands get depleted, then you're not going to produce enough cortisol, and then you're going to have consequences of that. And adrenal depletion is a major problem in our country, and there are lots of people who are suffering from adrenal fatigue, and as a result, their body doesn't produce the hormones that they need because of the tons of stress that they're always under.
Mm-hmm. What about insulin? Is that a hormone?
Insulin is a hormone. It's produced by the beta cells of the pancreas, and it helps to take sugar out of the blood and put it into the tissues. And when you overstimulate the pancreas and it can't keep up with the amount of insulin that's required because of the high content of sugar in our diets, eventually the pancreas burns out. And that's used to be called adult onset diabetes, but they've mm-hmm. eliminated that term. Now it's just called type 2 because you're finding type 2 diabetics in kids as young as 7, 8, 9 years old.
Wow.
And so why wait to be an adult to have one of those debilitating diseases?
Surely. Now, what about female hormones? How can a woman tell if her hormones are out of balance?
Realistically, she'll know because her monthly cycle won't be as regular. She'll have problems with her body temperature. She'll have problems with her mood. If she's taking artificial hormones as a form of birth control, or later on in life with menopause and all of that, women know when they're hormonally out of balance. And unfortunately, there's a lot of conjecture in the allopathic medical world that women are just hormonal. And, so are men. We're both hormonal creatures.
Well, speaking about men, I mean, they have a different sex hormone, predominantly testosterone. And you were talking about low T, and men are now putting these patches on because there's a sense of losing your maleness. What is that about?
It's about malabsorption. It's about low-fat diets. It's about not eating real food. And it's about inability to produce normal hormones. And the prediction was, by the year 2025, that we won't be able to conceive children the way that we would normally do. And the big machine that is allopathic medicine and pharmaceuticals, they're totally okay with that. If a couple wants to have a child, now they have to go shell out a couple $100,000 in order to actually conceive. And, I think that our creator is looking down and just shaking his head at his foolish children that we are, just because of the things that we've moved so far away from nature in an effort to dominate and control and manipulate. And when we can no longer produce the way that God intended, then perhaps people will wake up.
Well, perhaps. And, it's funny that people, not funny, but curious that people are so concerned about being able to reproduce. And then there are all these issues around reproduction and the problems going along with it. And then we're dealing with all these other issues globally that seem to be related with the population and with all the things that are happening environmentally.
Yeah. And it's just sad that with all the pollutants, et cetera, and the influences of our crap food, that society is being railroaded in such a way that we can't think straight, we can't heal properly, and we need to go to the doctor and get all this chemical intervention in an effort to just feel normal in our bodies again. And it's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, one of the things that I'd like to talk to you after we take a short commercial break is what can be done naturally, because that's obviously the reason that we do this show, is to help people look at their health and take a different assessment of how to treat their health. So when we get back from this commercial break, I'd like to talk to you specifically about how people can use natural ways to restore their health and hormone balance.
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure, and I would look forward to it. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You've been going to the doctor for years. They order you blood work, give you a pill to cover up your symptom, and send you on your way. The side effects to that medication could not only be dangerous, but life-threatening, and what you don't know can kill you. I'm Dr. Richard Huntoon of the Advanced Alternative Medicine Center for all the latest on improving your health. I'm here to answer any questions in helping you towards a healthier life. Call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 561-2225 or go to spineboy.com.
You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
We are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon, and today we're talking about fat, hormones, and the need for fat. And Mark, you had some questions.
I do. I mean, you know, the fact is that your body needs fat in order to produce hormones, but it needs the right kind of fat. And so if you wanted to improve your hormone health, what are the kinds of things that you should be adding or putting into your diet that would help you with proper hormone production?
Eating more natural fats, fats that you get from fishes, fats that you get from vegetables, fats that you get from nuts and seeds, along with the fats that you get from animal fat, you know, the meats, the beefs, the chickens, and turkeys and pork, etc. There are fats that are in those different sources that the body needs in order to function properly, and they need to be balanced, and they need to be consumed regularly instead of the artificial stuff.
And now, along with getting the proper amount of fat in your diet, your body needs to be able to assimilate that. So one of the things that happens as part of hormone balance is people have trouble sleeping, but sleep deprivation is actually part of the problem, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, because if your body isn't recovering and repairing and rebuilding properly, with you're not getting enough proper sleep, that's going to stress the body, which is going to increase things like cortisol, et cetera, and require us to take stimulants in order to feel awake, and those stimulants deplete the body of its ability to produce its own kind of stimulants, and so it just becomes we keep outsourcing our hormones, and by outsourcing them with artificial means and unnatural means, it's just going to create more and more problems for us.
And there are a couple of fats that I hear a lot about, omega-3 and omega-6. What are they, and how do they work?
Well, the omega-3s and the omega-6s are found from vegetable sources, are found from nuts, seeds, and seafoods, and they are precursors when they're broken down and have the other necessary cofactors. They help to produce anti-inflammatory hormones, which stop inflammation. And so getting diets that are rich in omega-3s and omega-6s and even omega-9s is necessary in order to counterbalance the pro-inflammatory fats that are manufactured from animal sources. But everything needs to be in balance. And when you have things that are in balance, if you're injured, your body needs to produce inflammation to help protect that area that's been injured. And when that's healed enough, your body should have enough anti-inflammatory hormones in order to reverse that process. The difficulty is that we don't like to have inflammation. We don't like to have pain. So we immediately start taking medications and other means in order to stop the inflammation when the inflammation's necessary for normal recovery.
Well, and to think about fat, isn't part of the reason that the body stores fat is part of the function of inflammation that's improper? I mean, we're eating, as you said, the fat that we store tends to come from carbohydrates, not from eating fats.
Right, carbohydrates is the majority of it, and then eating improper fats or incomplete fats is the other part of it, and so non-essential fats. And so when we're eating essential fats, the body will burn them and won't have to store them. But when we get excess in supersized and large portions of man-made processed crap fats, then your body's going to store them.
Well, this is a really important discussion. I think people will probably have a lot more questions about their hormone systems and the need for fat. I don't think we've been able to answer all the questions on the show today. People may have questions. If they would like to reach out to you directly, how best go about that?
They can call my office directly at 845-561-BACK or 561-2225, or they can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. And it's always my pleasure to answer your questions, to give you better understanding, and to educate you so that you can take control of your health when your health matters. So that's what I would encourage people to do. In the meantime, we're out of time for this week's show. I appreciate your time and listening and tuning in, and we would ask you to tune back in next week, same health time, same health station, where we will have another show on When Your Health Matters. And so this is Dr. Richard Huntoon saying I look forward to that time with you next week, When Your Health Matters.